Now it's a pleasure to talk with a couple folks who are going to join us this morning. And I think here I have got Stuart. Or do I have Susan?
You have Susan.
I've got Susan. I'm mixing
Hello.
People up this morning. Stuart, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Larry.
Hi. It's good. I hope you can both hear each other as well. It's good to have you both here. And let me start with you, Stuart. Can you tell us a bit about what's going to be happening at Quantum Theater?
So we're opening a play called Chimerica this coming Saturday after Thanksgiving. Quantum Theater, you know, we move all over the city. We've been doing it for 30 years, finding places that aren't theaters and making them our theater. So we are in East Liberty for this one, in a place called The Maverick. It used to be the East Liberty YMCA, and it's, you know, had a couple hotel lives there, but we're there in this big gym space opening up our show on November 27, and it'll run through December 19th.
Now, I've always admired Quantum Theater for its ability to emerge at just about any place. I've known Carla for years and the great work that she's done. Susan, can you tell us a bit about the theme of the play, or without spoiling it, of course, but a bit about what the play deals with?
Oh, absolutely. The play, you know, beyond the Chinese part of it and the United States part of it, it's a human story. We are talking about love and hopes dashed, romance, and romance not gone perfectly, and all kinds of intercultural experiences here. Ultimately, it is a story of a journalist who took a picture of the Tank Man. This is a fictitious story. So our leading character is obsessed about finding out what has happened to the man that he took a picture of. And it's a fascinating thing because he's in his hotel room and he takes the photo. And for years afterwards, he's wondering what has happened to that man. So that, in a nutshell, is the story without giving away too much of it.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. Now, you're the art director.
I am.
And so tell me about your role and how you've ended up impacting the production.
Well, I say to everybody that I'm sort of like the verbal fly on the wall. I was in China at the time of the Tiananmen Square massacre, right before it, actually, and promoting exchange and at a conference representing the United States. And so I have a long history and tie with this particular story, and, you know, it is my heritage. So there's a lot that has been in my own life. So when Carla asked if I would like to become part of this, of course I said yes. It was a great honor. The verbal fly on the wall part is that I was there. I have this heritage. I speak pidgin Chinese. And I am a costume designer who is a latent scene designer. So I'm more or less, you know, guiding, putting ideas in people's heads and just being a reference.
You're like the perfect utility person to help ensure the authenticity of the work. And then, Stuart Yorist, I hope I have that your name pronounced correctly, do I? Is it Yorist?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And tell me about your specific role in the production.
Sure. So I'm Quantum's executive director. So after years and years of hard work, Carla has a partner to help her, you know, manage some of the other parts so she can focus on directing projects, you know, like Chimerica. So I help promote the show. I, you know, make sure everything is nice for the actors. You know, we have a wonderful team of 12 performers in the show, which is huge for us. And four of them are from out of town. So, you know, taking care of those folks, making they're settled, make sure they're settled, marketing, fundraising, and, you know, other duties as assigned. But, you know, it's my background is as a performer and theater lover myself. So it's like great pleasure. You know, I talk about my job as being a gardener, you know, and it's like I'm kind of invisible when things are going well. But I create these conditions where amazing artists, you know, like Susan and like Carla and like, you know, the whole team that we have together can create works like Chimerica. So it's very invigorating in that way.
That's a really great analogy. Well, the play opens up November 27th, and it closes on December 19th, and it will be at the Maverick Hotel in East Liberty. And you can get more information by going to quantumtheater.com, and all of the details are there in terms of tickets and exact run dates and COVID-19 safety plans, et cetera. It's the 30th anniversary season for Quantum Theater. Congratulations on that. And I hope you'll keep in touch. Anything else either of you would like to say?
Only thing I'd like to mention to your audience is that we always have student tickets available for our shows. So if, you know, young folks, you know, high schoolers want to come check out the show, there's $18 student tickets for most performances, and we have some pay what you can tickets available the first Sunday, November 28th and November 30th as well. So, you know, if folks want to try us out, there's an easy way to do that.
Excellent. And anything else that you wanted to mention, Susan?
Well, just that theater is a great way of bringing people together. The play does that, and we hope that our audiences will come together as well to enjoy this very human story.
Thanks to you both for being here this morning, and best wishes for a good run. And please keep in touch as the season moves ahead. Take care.
Thank you.